You're tuned in to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
And hello, good afternoon, and welcome to another stellar edition of The Drive here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Smith punching the time clock on a rainy Friday afternoon here in East Tennessee. We are live today at National Law Rex in West Knoxville. Got some piping hot Jets pizza for you this afternoon as we get things rolling on an NCAA tournament Friday. And it's a final now. Xavier survives a scare today against Kennesaw Mountain Landis. It was Kennesaw State Bears. Is that in Georgia?
I believe so, Russell.
They led that game.
They should have won that game. They choked
most of it, and Xavier just pulled it out right there at the end.
Well, I mean, Kennesaw State just shriveled up and died for 8 minutes late in the second half. I was talking with our good buddy on Talk Sports, John Reed, and I was like, that's how I see Tennessee going out, and that's my nightmare. Just have an 8 minute stretch. You can't go 8 minutes in the NCAA tournament.
That's how we're going to start today. Just
I'm incredibly anxious today. Yeah, it's well, dark. All the lights are off in the studio.
Oh,
I'm by myself.
That is kind of, you're painting quite a picture right now, Bear. It's
TV's on the back.
My old friend.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty happy. I'm just relaxing and enjoying the game. So,
well, we are looking forward to tomorrow. Tennessee plays Duke in the round of 32 for a chance to go to the Sweet 16. The Blue Devils have opened up as a 2.5-point favorite in this one. Tennessee last night, fortunate to survive. They win by 3 against Louisiana. The Raging Cajuns, 58-55. The final looked like we were going to run them out of the gym there for a little minute, Bear. 18-point lead with about 12 minutes to go, something like that. And that thing got down to 5, and Tennessee had to sweat it out. But as they say this year, and they have said for many years, survive and advance. Tennessee survived. There have been some pretty good teams who haven't survived so far. And Tennessee gets to go one more time into the breach tomorrow against a team that a lot of people don't like, a team that's got a new coach out there, a team that Rick Barnes has had a little bit of success against over the course of his career. He is 4-9 all time against Duke. He played Duke in the NCAA tournament once as head coach at Texas and lost there. So Rick Barnes has the experience advantage here against John Shire and the Blue Devils. We talked about this a lot. You know, it's a blessing and a curse. We have Durham Dave on the Volunteer Reaction with us afterwards, and he's watched a lot of Duke games this year, Bear. This is a team that starts 4 freshmen.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. The 4 freshmen are all, if I'm not mistaken, 5-star, and I think all of them are McDonald's All-Americans.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, though, they're incredibly talented.
They've won 10 in a row.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, man, I've got 2 rays of sunshine for you on a rainy day here in Knoxville. 2 things that jumped out at me today. And I'm despite my start, I think we're going to beat Duke for 2 reasons.
Okay.
Number one, this team has played better. Our best games were against the best teams on our schedule. That was another maddening part about this season. When we've been at our best this year, have been against the teams that are, I mean, hell, we beat Alabama, Texas, Kansas. We beat Gonzaga in that, you know, whatever you want to call that game. So I expect us to come out and play at a better, you know, play up.
Yeah, they've generally played well. Here's another item for you. Duke this year is 0-2 against teams that finished in the top 10 of the KenPom rankings, and Tennessee is currently seventh in those rankings. I know a lot of people don't like that, but the thing that jumps out to me, Bear, is 0-2. Duke hasn't played a very tough schedule.
No, that was two teams in the top 10. That was my second thing. This has been a historically weak year for the ACC. Yeah, they're on a 10-game winning streak, but you know, dig into it a little bit and look at the numbers, and you know, yes, they're phenomenally talented. But they're incredibly young. We've got a veteran team. And, you know, we've got really tough bigs.
Well, this is going to be a big man game. I mean, for the first time this season, I think Tennessee is actually going to be the smaller team on the floor. Duke has 2 7-footers in the starting lineup. Filipowski is the guy that gets all the headlines. He averages 15 points a game. That's going to be a tough matchup for Tennessee. And then the guy that Davey kind of told us about is a real problem on the inside is this Lively guy, Derek Lively. He's 7'1", really long arms, blocks a lot of shots. He averages 2.5 blocks a game, but kind of like Kyle Alexander back in the day, it doesn't necessarily show up in the stats because he discourages a lot of shots, alters a lot of shots.
Alters the trajectory kind of a guy.
Yeah, just he's going to make you miss a lot of shots.
And they've got size
on the inside, and they rebound a lot. And, you know, I think that Tennessee's best bet is going to be to muck it up, make it ugly, turn it into a rock fight, hope that it's a close game, and hope that you can make plays down the stretch, which hasn't necessarily been this team's strong suit. I suppose you could look at last night and say Tennessee won a tight game, but the stakes are much bigger tomorrow, and Duke is a much better basketball team than Louisiana. I'll tell you what, I go into this one, Bear. I said this on the post game last night. I don't mean this to sound negative. It's actually kind of a freeing thought, and I look at it as kind of a positive. I don't expect Tennessee to win tomorrow. I just think Duke is more talented, and I think our team – The analogy I used to a friend earlier today, Bear, you remember the Zemeckis Brothers classic Airplane from the early 1980s?
Do I remember it?
A classic, right? Everybody loves Airplane. If you haven't,
tell me something I don't know. The fog's getting thicker and Leon's getting larger. Have I watched Airplane?
Well, the end of that movie, after the pilots have become incapacitated and Ted Stryker is trying to land that plane.
He's sweating bullets,
and he's coming. You're coming in too fast, Stryker. You're coming in too low. I feel like that's what Tennessee is trying to do right now. We're trying to land this plane without Ziegler. We're trying to land this thing and just not crash it. And I feel like you've won a game. We're now an underdog. We've already avoided the crash landing. So I don't expect to win tomorrow. I think we can win tomorrow. I'm just not expecting it. There's a subtle difference there, right? And I just go in there hoping for the best. It's very different from last year where Tennessee needed to beat Michigan. They were better. They were playing better. There was some pressure on them.
Tennessee needed
to beat Purdue in 2019. There was pressure on Tennessee. I don't feel like there's a lot of pressure on this team. They're not the same team without Ziegler. They're not a Final Four team. To me, it's gravy at this point, and that takes some of the tension and the pressure off as a fan anyway going into tomorrow.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Russell. That gives me some new perspective as well. Thank you.
Well, I hope that everybody can come out and join us. We are looking forward to tomorrow. We're going to be hosting a fan-run listener watch party at Craven Wings in Chodo, South North Shore Drive. It's way out west, but it is worth the ride. As I got to tell you, Bear, this strikes me. This is a true fact. The Vols are undefeated when we have fan-run listener watch parties at Craven Wings. Now, the Negavol out there, the Barnes Bashers, might say, well, you're only 1-0, and the only win was against Longwood. I say such trivial details are just that, trivial, Bear.
I agree.
Need to do their duty. Get out to Craven Wings tomorrow. Make this a successful fan-run watch party. We have a short turnaround in the promotion on this thing, and they wanted to do this. Craven Wings wanted to do this. They called me wanting to do this. I said, you know what? Usually we don't do events where we can't promote for more than 48 hours, but for you, we'll do it. And so this is a quick turnaround. We need you out there to support Fan Run, to support the Vols, and it's going to be a great scene, Bear, because 2:40 p.m. tip-off works in our favor. I think I'm going to get out there around 1:30 or so and have a little pregame meal, a little lunch, because I don't want to be eating while the game's going on.
Nah, and you kind of want to work it down a little bit.
Yeah. I want to be done. I want to be done eating, and so that I can – I'm a pacer.
Yeah,
so
I was getting ready to say, I want to pace around the patio for a while before game time. A little pregame meal.
They've got a great TV setup up there, great wings, full bar, cold beer. It's a great place to watch games. And as we said, the last time we did this, it was very successful. So come on out and let's make it 2-0, baby. And here's another thing, Bear. I don't know who the home team is tomorrow, but this is I believe, is an underreported subplot of the season. Those beautiful cream-colored throwback unis.
Are we undefeated in those bad boys?
They improved to 4-0 last night while wearing those. And I hope we get to wear them again tomorrow as the lower seeded team. I hope that makes us the home team.
That's what I was trying to figure out. We should be the home team, right?
I think so. I think that's
like
the
I've
way
never
it
really
works.
Paid attention to it until these uniforms. 4-0. Got to pay attention to everything. Very superstitious about the tournament, Russell.
Very superstitious. Writing on the wall. Trey Wallace of OutKick coming up momentarily. In hour number two, we're going to have our friend Logan Quinton. He's going to stop by, join me out here at National RX, and hang out with us for a little bit. We'll talk hoops. We'll talk baseball, Tennessee. I hate that they're starting this game here at 4 today, Bear, but I guess it is what it is. I mean, here's how ate up with the baseball stuff I am.
Yeah.
And you and I were talking about this, and you set me straight because I was asking you, I was like, is there going to be a lot of appetite for baseball talk today? And you were like, no, not really. And you're probably right.
Yeah,
but I'm ate up with it, dude. Here's how ate up with it I am. Last night, while we're waiting for our game to come on, everybody's watching the tournament, right? I'm sitting there watching Florida and Alabama on the SEC Network play college baseball.
I don't blame you.
I love that sport, and I hate that we're not going to be able to watch much of the game today. And it's not really on the radar tomorrow, obviously, because we're playing Duke in the NCAA tournament. But hopefully we'll get to watch at some point. And hopefully Tennessee can bring home at least 2, if not 3 wins.
I mean, that's what I'm hoping for. It's a rough trip with the weather. It's still supposed to be, like, freezing.
Yeah, it's nasty. That's why they moved the game up, is because they want to play these games during daylight because it's going to be so nasty and cold once the sun goes down. But
I mean, we've got that whole thing we just got some business to take care of in basketball. So,
yeah.
But it'd be good to talk to Logan and get, you know, some fresh information. That guy, I guarantee you he's on top of it.
I'm just stunned that he even agreed to come out here and be on with us while the game is going on. I figured he'd be
glued to
a TV bunker somewhere, just glued to it, watching it. But we might pull it up on the phone out here.
You think Logan, when he watches, keeps his own stats for the game?
No,
like he's got his green book and his pen.
No, he's not. I don't know if any. Yeah, I don't even know if some of the. I don't want to talk to him about this. That weird subset of Vol Twitter that goes baseball crazy.
Oh,
goes ham on the baseball. I don't know if any of those people keep score. I don't know. Maybe they do.
That's they're just kind of different people.
It's a strange bunch.
Yeah.
It's a strange bunch for sure.
They're harmless, but they love baseball. So, hey, real quick, podcast announcement.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
It's rolling fine. I'm going to take a different tact here. I've usually been I've been told argumentative, combative, passive-aggressive with, you know, the podcast people, so, but just bear with me today because I'm focusing and making sure that I get all of the podcast done correctly, but just be patient with it getting loaded.
The podcast is in Bear's hands, ladies and gentlemen. It'll be a minor miracle if it gets posted at all. Just be patient.
That's all I'm asking. So I'm going to try being nice for a change.
See how long that lasts.
I mean, because
National Larex in Farragut, where we are this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Good to be back out here. Don't forget, they've got the 25% off all the Ananda Professional CBD products throughout the month of March. So if you've been thinking about taking advantage of that, swing on by this afternoon, and they will hook you up 25% off throughout the month of March on all Ananda Professional CBD products right here at National Law Rex. We're next to Wendy's, Kingston Pike, and Farragut. Come on out, say hello this afternoon. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with Trey Wallace of Outkick next here on The Drive. It's Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
Hi, this is Justin.
Drive continues live this afternoon from National RX. Trey Wallace is with us on the Big Orange Phillies phone lines. Good afternoon, Trey. How are you, sir?
I'm good, guys. Sitting in the concourse. Just got done with Kennesaw State and Xavier and waiting for Pittsburgh and Iowa State to tip off.
Outstanding. Trey is joining us live from – you're in Orlando, correct?
I'm in Greensboro.
Yeah, Trey went to Greensboro, bro.
I was close.
I went about four hours away. Maybe turned like into a lot longer than that, but that's okay.
Trey, were you at the Third Eye Blind show in Knoxville earlier this week?
I was, and it was fantastic.
Good. I'm looking at the set list. They played for a while, didn't they?
They did. I know. I didn't know when it was going to stop. But,
that guy still smoked meth, Trey?
I can neither confirm or deny that.
No comment?
They
no
did
idea.
A couple of the cover. What were the covers they did, Trey?
Oh, gosh, I don't remember that. I was, let's just say I had a couple of
smashed
drinks that night.
Smashed.
Yeah, it was a good time, though, I'll tell you that. They did good. Stephen Jenkins put
covered,
on a show.
They covered Your Love by The Outfield.
Yep.
I don't want to lose your love tonight. And they covered Mine by Beyonce.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not familiar with that one. They did three sets. Yeah. Yep. You had 10 songs. Then they did 6 acoustic songs. Then they came back for some more, I guess, Plugged In. They did Jumper and Semi-Charmed Life. And then they came back with an encore, Slow Motion and How's It Gonna Be.
What a great way to end it. How's It Gonna Be, right? This is perfect.
They had one good song, Trey.
That's not true. How's It Gonna Be, Semi-Charmed Live, Jumper, and Graduate are all bangers, Bear.
Those are all terrible. Their only good song was Losing a Whole Year.
Even Motorcycle Drive-By is a good song. God of Wine. There was a couple bangers on that first album.
Trey, it's been a banger of an NCAA tournament so far. Tennessee is still playing. They're still here. Are you with me that this is all gravy from this point? They're an underdog for a reason tomorrow. They're playing without their point guard. They're kind of stumbling down the stretch here. But to me, I say if you're Rick Barnes and company, you let it all hang out tomorrow. You go out there, try and take the pressure off these guys. Let them run a little bit. Yeah, you stick to your defense and rebounding formula. But let's put the pressure on Duke here, and if Duke wins, they win. Tennessee comes home, it's whatever. But if Tennessee wins, I feel like it's a great, you know, I feel like it's a very, I don't want to say great, but satisfactory season. I don't know. What would you put it if Tennessee wins tomorrow?
I mean, I just think it would be kind of a cherry on top of the craziness that has been this past season. I mean, you're playing with house money tomorrow night. I don't know how many folks expect Tennessee to beat Duke without Zakai Ziegler and the way that they had to play last night in the post. And I just feel like you got to go into this thing, you know, kind of open-minded. Like, okay, you know, I kind of thought about, I was talking about this with somebody last night. I was like, okay, Tennessee can win by like 15 points, but then they can lose, you know, the same way. Like, it's one of those games where Tennessee could end up getting hot and, you know, from behind the arc, and maybe Vescovi, you know, stays out of foul trouble and they could pull something off. I just think if you're a Tennessee fan, just go into this game with, you know, the possibility to win it. I mean, you know, you're playing Duke, who's very hot right now. It's kind of hard because, you know, a lot of Tennessee fans, all of them, want to make it to that next round, and it would be pretty cool to see Tennessee playing in Madison Square Garden. But I just feel like that tomorrow night is one of those games where, or tomorrow afternoon is one of those games where, you know, win or lose, come out happy with it. I know people are going to be pissed off for a little bit, but this team has been so off and on this year. You know, even last night, you know, when Louisiana went on that run, you're like, uh-oh, here they go. Louisiana's about to take it, and then Tennessee ends up winning it at the end. So, I mean, just open-mindedness. That's how I go in tomorrow night.
Yeah, I don't know how to feel about last night's game. Like, Bear, if you listen to Voluntary Reaction, our people, they're a special bunch. I love them. But you would have thought Tennessee lost last night listening to our
post-game. I was getting ready. I mean, Trey, I saw you in there. You were listening. I was on snap alert because it was pissing me off. We just won a tournament game.
Some fans wanting to fire Rick Barnes last night and figure out a way to let him go. Look at all the damn teams that are home right now that aren't getting an opportunity to play that second game.
Guys, like Louisiana, I don't think they're a great team, but Tennessee, they've been this way all year, guys, where they play to the level of the competition. I'll say this. I'll be stunned if Duke just destroys Tennessee. I think Tennessee will be in this game tomorrow. I think it'll be a close game. But we've done this all year long, guys, where if it's a not great team, we play to their level. And if it is a great team that Tennessee's playing, they've generally risen their level of play to meet the occasion.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I think you're walking into this game tomorrow night and these players understand who they're playing and what's on the line. And, you know, you got to be, I don't want to say carefree, but you got to go into this game, you know, with a sense of, you know, don't be tight. No, that's the big thing. Don't be tight. Don't drive to the basket if it's not there. You know, find your open shots. And Duke allows that. I've watched a good amount of Duke this season. They have spots where the defense breaks down. So that's kind of where I look for Tennessee. He's going to take advantage tomorrow night. But it's the NCAA tournament. I mean, I just watched the game where, you know, Kennesaw State was up by like 14 points and Xavier comes back and wins it at the end. It's like, you can't take anything for granted in this tournament, man. And I just feel like Tennessee fans should maybe think that way, you know, tomorrow afternoon at 2:40 when they tip off, and there's a good chance Tennessee wins. So, you know, I'm not saying be happy with a loss. I'm not saying that at all. But also understand what you're up against and the lineup that you're having to play. That's all I'm saying.
Well, also, you have to guard against the tendency to paint this as a Rick Barnes thing, and his poor record in the NCAA tournament is the only thing that matters. It matters, but it's not the only thing that matters. Other things matter, and every season is different. And this season is just weird. You know, I hate it in football when coaches use the injury excuse. You've got 85 scholarship players. If your star quarterback breaks his leg early in the season and you can't replace him, that's one thing. But you have a couple of injuries, guys miss games. It's football. That's going to happen. In basketball, you just don't see that. You know, you don't see the injury bug bite teams the way it has Tennessee this year. And we all would have said coming into the season that Vescovi and Triple J were Tennessee's two best players. They have not been healthy all year long. You've had other guys, including your five-star freshman, miss a big stretch of games, big chunk of games. And now you've got your emotional leader and your floor general and your point guard, Zakai Ziegler, out for the season down the stretch. You have to take that into account when judging this team, I would say. And that's just I used the analogy earlier just before you jumped on, Trey, that Tennessee's kind of crash landing this plane. They're just trying to put it on the ground in one piece and survive here without just bursting into a flaming ball of wreckage. And, you know, if they win tomorrow, I'd say they've largely done that regardless of what happens after.
No, and I agree with you. I look at all the injuries Tennessee sustained this year, and if you add up, I mean, I don't know right off the top of my head, but if you add up all the games, Tennessee was not consistent with a starting five. And I don't know how many games Tennessee actually rode out there with the starting five, you know, that they had the previous three games. You know, it seems like they've always, you know, needed to substitute or make changes to the lineup. That's why the season's been so difficult. So that's why I kind of look at it, and not, I'm not putting an asterisk by Tennessee season. I'm just saying, man, I mean, how many times have Rick Barnes had to go back to the drawing board and figure out, okay, well, we're going to do this now because we don't have Josiah Jordan James, or we don't have Tyree Key, or, you know, Biscovi's hurting in his shoulder. You know, it's just been a lot. Tennessee's gone pretty much the whole season without a consistent starting five. And I think that, you know, when you look at something like tomorrow night, I think you have to be open-minded and understand that. And I know that's difficult because people want to blame it on, you know, Rick Barnes, and the guy can't win, you know, in March in the NCAA tournament. Well, you know what? You got a damn good chance to win tomorrow night against Duke, and you take it. And if they do it, you celebrate the Pac Madison Square Garden next week. If you don't, you kind of sum it up as it was just one of those years, man, where not a lot went their way. And I just, you know, that's kind of how I look at Tennessee this season.
Trey Wallace of OutKick is with us this afternoon on the Big Orange Phillies phone lines. He's at Greensboro, the NCAA tournament, where just moments ago he saw Xavier survive against Kennesaw State in a game that Kennesaw led for most. Who's playing right now behind you, Trey?
They're doing introductions. You got Iowa State versus Pittsburgh. And then tonight we will get Tennessee's favorite team, the beloved Kentucky Wildcats, playing tonight against Providence. At 7:10 Eastern time. So I've already called for an upset in that game. We'll see if it comes true or not. We're probably beating Kentucky. But, yeah, man, it's a rowdy bunch here for this earlier game. I did not see Bill Murray in the Xavier section, which is a disappointment. But, yeah, maybe he'll show up this weekend. But it's a fun atmosphere, man. It's the NCAA tournament. And there's a lot of stuff going on. And, you know, down in Birmingham, always another story every single day with Alabama. So I'll take being here in Greensboro.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you about before we get you out of here, Trey. The Alabama situation and this thing with the New York Times is interesting. They're not backing off the whole Kai Spears was at the shooting thing, are they?
Nope. And I've talked to multiple people about that over the last 24 hours, and they're not backing down, man. They don't care, you know, what the attorneys in Alabama and the father said. They trust their reporting. And I had a conversation with the reporter last night. I know some details and how he came across that. And if he's comfortable with what he put out there, and if he's comfortable, you know, taking the heat, then so be it. They're sticking by. They're sticking with the story. I find it very hard to believe, and this is just me as a kid growing up, and, you know, New York Times was and is one of the highest pedigrees of journalism. I have a very hard time believing they just, you know, screwed up a story this bad, and then if they did screw up a story, them not retracting anything yet. So that tells me the fact that they're not retracting, and let's not forget, the New York Times also owns The Athletic as well. So the fact that they are not backing down from this tells me that they feel comfortable with the story, and until something else comes out that maybe contradicts it, they're not retracting and they're not backing down.
Well, they're basically saying by not doing that, Trey, what they're basically saying, in my opinion, you correct me if you see it differently. They're basically saying that Alabama, the Spears kid, and his father, who is the AD at Marshall, by the way, three different sources. They're saying all those people are lying.
Yeah, they are, by not backing down with it. And they're also saying that we have more evidence than you do. You remember the Alabama statement? Alabama statement was, and I'm kind of paraphrasing here, and I'm sorry, but with the information that we have, we can say that this kid was not at the scene. They gave themselves a little bit of wiggle room for that statement they put up, because they said, with the information we have, what if some new information comes up in the next, 24 hours in Alabama? I'll just say this. Alabama is not in a position anymore to be putting out false statements, putting out stuff that maybe isn't the truth. You know, they better be on their P's and Q's from a PR standpoint. So as a journalist, that's kind of why I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around this, because they have pretty much came out and just said, hey, you're lying, we know the truth. But then the New York Times is like, no, we're not retracting, you're lying. So this is just, we've got into a back and forth matchup, and I don't know how this thing turns out, to be honest with you.
You got to think the truth comes out eventually, one way or the other.
Oh, it's coming out. I mean, if the truth is not already out, which is that piece in the New York Times, I promise you, Alabama will get a hold of somebody to write an article with the real truth if the New York Times isn't the truth. You see what I'm saying? So that's what makes it very interesting to me, and I'm kind of now determined to see where this thing goes.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting stuff. All right, Trey, give me a prediction on your way out this afternoon. Tennessee-Duke tomorrow at 2:40 p.m. We're hosting a listener watch party at Craven Wings in West Knoxville. Be there. Will Tennessee still be playing when we get to work next week?
Tennessee wins 73-66 tomorrow, and I am covering the Volunteers in Madison Square Garden next weekend in New York City. I think Tennessee gets hot from behind the arc. I think they do enough defensively to beat Duke. I'm going with the Volunteers. I got it in my bracket anyway, so I'm not changing anything up. And I think Rick Barnes pulls it out and kind of shuts the naysayers up for a little while.
If they do, Trey, I've got some places you're going to have to hit when you're up there.
Oh, I definitely will. Don't worry about that, buddy. No, it should be a raucous environment down in Orlando tomorrow. So, as the Kennesaw State cheerleaders walk by me right now, I'll take some selfies after the loss. So just a great day.
Don't get, Trey, you're too old to be distracted by the cheerleaders at this point, bud.
Mean it like that.
Come on, man.
Right. Don't gawk.
Focus with me.
I didn't mean it like that.
Okay. Focus with me. Trey Wallace, Outkick. Check him out, outkick.com. Trey, enjoy the rest of the weekend, my friend. We'll talk next week.
Hey, boys, thanks. Love you guys. Have a great weekend, and I'll be listening.
Trey Wallace on the Big Orange Phillies phone lines. Little gnat sound, as we say in the trade, in the background. Enjoying the tournament and picking the Vols tomorrow against Duke.
I've got it written down. It's in the archive. Man, how much fun would it be to go to New York City for the Sweet 16, Madison Square at the Garden, Russ?
You want to go?
That might be a trip where we might have to do the drive from the Big Apple.
Let's get this win tomorrow. We'll talk about it Sunday.
All right.
If you want to be at Craven Wings with us, a couple of people asking for the address, it's 12350. Just look it up, folks. Google is your friend. 12350 South North Shore Drive. Basically, you get on North Shore and you start going west or south, whatever that is. You go past Concord, past the little the pitch and putt, that little par three course they got out there, past all the docks and Concord Marina, and it's on your left. After you got to go through a roundabout. You like that song by Yes back in the day, Bear? It's one of my favorites.
No, but funny you should mention that. You were made fun of very rudely, I thought, last night for liking Yes.
Then they will be on your left as you approach beautiful Chodo, and they have a great place out there. Hopefully the weather cooperates. It looks like it's going to be chilly tomorrow, but they'll have the patio open. I think they got those heaters out there.
That's fine with me. I just got to have it fine. Colder the better for me. My motor's
going to
be running
hot. Come
out,
join us tomorrow. Craven Wings in Chodo, Tennessee, Duke. We are undefeated at Craven Wings. Be there, ladies and gentlemen. Stay here. The drive continues. We'll open up the phone lines to you, 865-546-8200. Your number to get on board, 546-8200. Your phone call is coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
Back here on the Drive, Fan Run Radio, coming to you live this afternoon from National Larex in Farragut. Rainy Friday afternoon edition of the show. And let's get right to the Big Orange Phillies phone lines. Martin leads us off today. What's up, Martin?
Yes, Russell.
Martin.
Did you see who the Titans picked up?
I did not. We signing today?
A wide receiver.
Okay.
Nick Smith.
Who? What's his name again?
Nick Smith.
Nick Smith.
He's in this morning Sentinel.
Okay.
They signed him to a one-year contract.
I'm looking at my preferred Titans news source right now. I don't see that. So we'll see. I mean, you gotta we got to get some people out there. They're not bringing back Westbrook Akine. Robert Woods has already signed elsewhere, so gotta have somebody out there, I suppose.
And Russell, who do they have the Raiders taking at the seventh pick in the mock draft?
Boy, I don't know, Martin. You've got me chasing my tail right now. I'm trying to find Titans wide receiver here. The Raiders. I don't know. I mean, that's your team. That's your team, Martin. Who do you want to see them take? Go QB?
No, we got Jimmy Garoppolo.
You sold on him?
Yes.
What do you need? What's your
He's what's not your a superstar, but he's good. He won't hurt you. He made a Super Bowl.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you trade that one for some more picks. See, looking at a mock draft now, got the Raiders taking Levis. A little Will Levis action for you in Las Vegas. How does that strike you, Martin?
I don't believe I'll take him down, Russell.
Yeah. Martin's not having it, Barry. He does not need Levis in Vegas.
Don't blame him a bit, man. Don't blame him a bit.
And Russell?
Martin.
I got news for you.
All right.
If the Lady Vols beat St. Louis tomorrow, and Iowa State beats Toledo,
okay,
Iowa State's got two East Tennessee girls on their team.
Really?
One from Maryville, and one from Jefferson City or Morristown.
How about that, Martin? If only one team can win tomorrow, the men's team or the women's team, who do you want to win? I stumped him.
He wants both. He can't pick.
He can't answer.
I'll tell you what. Kelly Harper needs to lock down the borders of the state, Martin. She can't let that Cambridge kid from over there at Ensworth get away.
I know that.
She scored almost 60 points in the state title game.
60?
Yeah, she went off. She's one of the best
girls
high school basketball players I've seen.
Yes. Well, I was just going to tell you about Nick Smith. I didn't know who he was. He was in the paper this morning in transactions. And the Titans signed him to a one-year deal, Russell.
Yeah, I don't know who he is either. I can't find anything about him on there. Could the New Sentinel have done a little fake news? I mean, I'm Googling Nick Smith.
It's
Titans.
In the transaction section.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Bart. Appreciate it. Have yourself a great weekend. 865-546-8200, your number to get on the Big Orange Phillies phone lines this afternoon. Let's get Phil in here next. Good afternoon, Phil.
What are you saying, Debbie?
What's up, Philly?
I enjoy all the let's pretend stuff going on, Barry, predicting Tennessee to win, and Trey Walsh predicting Tennessee to win, when everybody knows what's going to happen.
You don't know that.
Yeah, you don't know that.
I do know that.
Know that,
I guarantee
Phil.
It. Duke will kick their butt.
You
know
you don't know
it.
You don't know that, man.
Anybody knows basketball knows it. After you watch that garbage we saw on TV last night, there's good high school teams to beat Tennessee last night.
But how many times have you seen it where one team plays well in the tournament and comes back the very next game and plays poorly, and vice versa?
Well,
it's the NCAA tournament. Phil, survive in advance, brother. Live in your hopes, not your fears.
Rick Barnes has never won as an underdog in NCAA tournament. Isn't that right?
I don't know. Is it?
It's the first time for everything, Phil.
Well, you know what Tennessee's offense looks like in basketball?
Oh, God.
Tennessee football will get more behind center.
God.
What are you doing? Stop it. What are you doing, man?
It's awful to watch.
They don't even hit fire. Their quarterback got hurt.
It's garbage basketball.
Maybe they can get Garantano to come back and run the point for a game.
Well, they ain't play BJ. I mean, they're still in there. They can't play defense, little crap, you know. That guy down at Auburn, BJ's better than them. He had a good game last night. Davison, their backup point guard. It's just amazing to me. They've had a year to rectify the situation and then do it. Just make excuses. You know, he's got an excuse now. He's got Ziegler out, so he'll use that. Probably give him there. I think didn't he collect about a $200,000 raise from last night?
Wasn't a raise.
It's a valid excuse. It's a valid excuse, Phil. They lost their point guard.
Best player on their team.
Can't plan for that.
This senior class has won two NCAA tournament games, right?
Yes.
That's why I'll be damn glad when they're gone. See ya.
Oh, come on, Phil. Good grief. Put the sharp objects away. Put the dull objects away, for that matter.
I mean, just
wow. What did Johnny Majors call it, Bear?
The Legion of the Miserable, of which Phil is one of the founding plank-owning members.
I mean, I'm sorry. Did I imagine last night, or did we just win an NCAA tournament game? Did that happen? Did we lose? Are we going home? Are we done? Are we Arizona?
Nope. Still playing. Survive in advance.
You would think a guy that's so into basketball would understand that, too. It's the NCAA tournament. Survive in advance. Do you think? You know, Arizona, I had them in the Final Four, man. That's a great basketball team.
Hating ass Phil.
This stuff happens.
Yeah. And it wasn't a raise. The best part about Phil is when he gets it about halfway right. It wasn't a raise. It was in his contract. I don't know what you want to say. All these coaches have these clauses in their contracts. The big name guys do. Sorry, you pay a premium. I'm not even going to get into it. That's what he wants. Phil's not going to make me mad today. I'm not going to allow Phil to make me mad today. Phil doesn't adjust expectations at all due to what happens throughout the season regarding, obviously, an ACL injury to our point guard and arguably best player.
Bear, I've got sad news from the world of entertainment, television.
Oh, God. What is it now? What is it? Corrado says, who is it now?
Actor Lance Reddick has passed away at the age of 60.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Better known as Officer Cedric Daniels from The Wire. Found dead in his home today.
Oh, man.
Great character on a great show.
He was a fantastic character actor. He's also in the John Wick movies. He plays I'm going to butcher this. The concierge. Is that how you say it?
I think so.
Yeah. He plays, it's a role in the John, it's a kind of a badass in the John Wick movies. But yeah, followed him on Twitter too. Yeah, he was a fantastic actor and by everything I ever saw from the guy, a fantastic human being, so he'll be missed. Damn. You knocked me over. I'd never thought that would be who it was.
Jared Stillman of 102.5 The Game in Nashville is reporting that Kevin Byard has requested to be released from the Titans today. I read an article where there was some speculation that the Titans might cut him, but it would only save like $6 million immediately, which I guess that's what he's requesting they do. But it didn't seem like it was a move that made a financial sense for the Titans. I don't think it makes football sense at all. He's still a great player in the prime of his career and one of the unquestioned leaders of that locker room.
Why not? I don't see how he could expect the Titans just to cut him and not get anything in return.
Yeah, I'm not an expert when it comes to these, you know.
He's got a lot of trade value,
salary cap,
I would imagine,
and all that stuff, but it's,
if we pass the trade deadline, I don't know all that. I don't keep up with the deadlines and all that. But it seems like that's somebody that I could see the Titans trading him. But the Titans have to get something back for Kevin Byard. That'd be insane. How mad would you be if you found out they just cut him and didn't get anything for him?
Yeah. I think Martin was talking about Westbrook Ikeena. The Titans, I think, re-signed him to a one-year deal at a discount. Yeah, they got him back for a one-year deal. So there's no Nick Smith. Nick Westbrook Ikeena. Isn't Nick Smith, that's the freshman for Arkansas, right?
Yes, I think so. Also, it was, isn't that a quarterback at UT at one time, Nick Smith?
Nick Stevens.
That's right. Smith, Stevens,
from Flower
what's the Mound,
difference? Texas. Stay with us. The Drive continues. Hour number two coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio. Back with more after this.